Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Raiders! Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Vegas, Raider Nation, wherever, forever! You got your old Uncle Mosh and Raiders fan radio from Murph's Man Cave, taking a lighter journey into the dark side. Sit back, put your feet up, pop a top, and enjoy the ride. Here we go!
Look left, look right, but let they come. A leaping pass, touchdown!
We miss you, we love you, and we'll see you in the Hall of Fame.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
Way up the middle, intercepted Villapiano at the 50, time running down, Oakland football, and I think Oakland victory.
The Oakland Raiders have scored on the most dreamy, unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play.
Well, I love this team. I think this team can win. I think this team can win.
I think I got to help her figure it out here.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
What is up, Raider Nation? Your buddy Murph back once again for what we hope to be a fantastic episode of Raiders Fan Radio. Episode number 186 of Raiders Fan Radio, coming to you live from Murph's Fan Cave as we kind of try out a new feature around here. We're going out live on the YouTubes, as Bernie would call it. And so go to America, go to the YouTubes and check us out on the YouTubes. That is at Murph's Fan Cave. No, it's not. It's at youtube.com/Murph's Fan Cave is where you find us on the YouTubes, but now also on the Facebooks. Now, I haven't quite figured out how to get this thing linked to our page on our Facebook page, but if you go to the Murph Murphy profile on Facebook there, that's me, and there's and we're broadcasting there as well. So this is like the inaugural voyage here, Swag Jeff, of the Facebook broadcast for us.
We're always growing, man. We are always growing. We're looking for new ways to get you your Raider podcast and your goofiness and all that stuff.
That's
to you.
We're gonna
give it to you in every way we can.
That's right, man. If fish stop swimming, they die. So we're in a constant state of evolution around here, man. We always want to bring you the best Raider content.
And speaking of the fishes, we got a lot of them in there.
Hey, so tell us about what's going on in the chat room.
I can't see who's on the Facebook because I'm on the YouTube right now. But everyone watching on Facebook, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. But on the YouTube, we got Raiderborn Rico.
Rico!
And we got Raider Sphere Sports Talk Show, Ron the Mater Raider, John Q, Michelle Sweat, You Can't Z Meeble.
Is that like a John Cena, like you can't see me kind of thing?
You know what? We'll have to ask.
All right.
We'll have to ask. What's your name about, bruh? Or lady?
Or lady.
Well, yeah, whoever you are. Yeah,
awesome,
tell us,
man,
about you.
So yeah. Appreciate you. So, yeah, we can't see the chat, but we'll get to that. The chat in the Facebook.
Yeah, we can't see that yet. So, yeah, one of us will have to be in charge of the Facebook chat.
Well, yeah, we need help around here. We need a producer around here.
Yeah, and respect to Michelle Sweat. Like we said at the top of the show, we did a little Domenico's with Michelle Sweat today.
Yeah, man, we went
it was
and had lunch.
So much fun.
That's right. We went and had lunch with Michelle and her son Darius, man.
Yes.
And, you know, got to hang out with our buddy Jeff Murphy out there at Domenico's, have some awesome food as always.
Oh, my gosh.
And then talk a lot about the Raiders.
Yeah.
And so Michelle's going down there to the game this weekend. Yeah, and so that's it'll be super cool, man. And her her other son, Devin, it's his first football game. So that'll
I know, right?
That'll be super cool,
it's
man.
It's going to be so good.
What a great like introduction to like not only the Raiders, but like as far as like your first big game.
Yes.
To go to that new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, like that's going to be incredible. So look forward to hearing from them how the trip is. As, Raiders go down to Atlanta this weekend. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what happened this last week. We don't have like a formal show tonight. Well, we might dip into a few voicemails.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but this was really just to kind of get out there just to do a little quick chat with you all.
Yeah.
Probably just be here for about 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Do a quick chat, interaction with the chat room.
Yeah, Pirate 1975, welcome. Raider Cody's in there.
What's up, Raider Cody?
Raider Cody says, Raider Ramon hit me in the nuts at stage door on Sunday night and said, Swaggy said, you'll know why.
Yeah. And I'm sure that was followed by a, let's effing go.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what Ramon does.
Yeah, Ramon the meme king.
Oh my gosh, Ramon with the memes this week.
So I sent him the picture.
Show that up on the camera here, Swag.
So I sent him the picture of Derek Carr that's been going around everywhere where he's sitting on the sidelines and he just looks focused, mean.
I love that look.
Yeah, so this is the photo
there you go,
that everyone's talking about.
Okay.
And so I said he kind of looks like Anakin Skywalker before he turns into Darth Vader.
Yes.
So he sent this.
Look at that.
He sent that.
Money.
It's so sweet.
So good.
So cool. And yeah, we tweeted that out. It's almost got 1,000 likes.
Yeah, man.
And like almost 80 retweets on Twitter.
Hey, look at the social media director over there earning his pay. Oh, hey, by the way, I guess I should introduce you since we're doing a show now. Welcome to the man that adorns the Western Annex of the Southern Annex of the Merce Fan Cave desk, the one and only Swag Jeff.
Yeah, yes.
What's up, Swaggo?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here because we didn't think we were going to do a show.
We didn't think we were going to do a show, but we had this new opportunity to try it out and get this out there to the Facebooks.
Well,
and so it's been pretty cool. So anyways, we're gonna do a quick show. I might hit a couple voicemails. I don't have any of them downloaded, so we might just play them raw, so hopefully there's no language or anything.
Yeah, if there's a little language, I mean, it was the Chiefs game.
There was a lot of language in my
language. Yeah.
But also, I want a couple things we want to hit on real quick before we jump into the talk there. We're doing a couple of giveaways or auctions, I should say. They're going to benefit the One Nation Foundation. The One Nation Foundation, for those of you that are not familiar, is a foundation that I started with Raider Cody. This doesn't have anything to do with our shows. This is just Cody and I and what he's doing with the Raider Cody podcast and what we do here at Raiders Fan Radio. We just wanted to kind of combine our efforts and do the most we possibly could to raise money for some charities. And we're going to do that with our own nonprofit organization that we founded this year. And so we got a couple things for you. So first and foremost, one of the freaking studs here lately in the Raiders secondary, young secondary, has been Trayvon Mullen. If you would like an autographed Trayvon Mullen jersey, we've got one for you.
Well, yeah, we do.
Absolutely. And I'm going to pull up a picture of it here while I'm talking about it. We've got a picture. We've got a jersey for you. All you need to do to win this jersey, here you go. There's a picture of it. There's the Mullen jersey.
Oh,
I don't know if I
can
get it close enough to see the signature.
Oh,
right
there. You can see it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so that Trayvon Mullen jersey comes framed. It's a really, really legit piece. All you got to do is enter. And to enter, it costs you $10. You can enter as many times as you want.
Yes.
Go to onenationfoundation.net. That is where you can make a PayPal donation. For every $10 that you contribute, that will be one entry. And so then we're going to draw a name randomly, and then but the more times you enter, the more times your name gets in there. So if you spend $50, then that's five times that you're entered into the drawing, and 100% of that money is going to go to, this time around, the XOXO Stabler Foundation. Last few months ago, we did one for Kenny King Jr.'s mom and her cancer battle.
And she's just starting chemo this week. I saw Kenny King posted that.
Okay,
all
right.
So prayers up for her.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff, for that. And so, yes, we were happy to, and through you all, this is all from the One Nation Foundation supporters, everybody listening to this show and Raider Cody's show, we raised $1,800 to give to Allison King in her battle. So let's do the same thing this time around. We're giving the money to the XOXO Stabler Foundation, which the Stabler Foundation is key in developing not only prevention, but treatment of head trauma when it comes to sports and especially youth sports. So let's help out those young folks that are out there competing in various different sports and all the things that we can do to keep our kids safe. I mean, both my boys played football and baseball and everything growing up. I'm sure your kids, Jeff, will be active and doing all that stuff. And I know that's something that hits a lot of us really close to home, especially with Mosh being a coach, a lifelong coach.
Yes.
Right. And so anyway, so that's what the XO Stabler Foundation supports. And we're going to support them with all the donations we get from the Trayvon Mullen jersey. So $10 is one entry. Enter as many times as you like. And then we'll pick a winner randomly. All right. One more thing for the foundation. We started doing this last week. This is going to be the last week to enter. We're auctioning off this Bo Jackson, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cool.
This is an original piece done by Richard Miller from Ether Art. You can find his link in our show notes. And, basically here we're not doing it like a full-on, like a raffle like we're doing the Mullen jersey. This one, you just email me an offer. Email at murph@raidersfanradio.com. Uncle Mosh started off the bidding at $25 last week. And I can tell you this, it's significantly higher than that. I'd come with three figures at a minimum if you want to get in on this thing.
Good.
But if you come in with three figures and you'll probably be in the running for this thing. So,
and if you come in with four, then you really have a good shot at winning it.
It'll probably be yours. Yes. And I might hand deliver it to you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? So,
especially if you live in Vegas.
Absolutely. So,
Raiderborn Rico, a super chat. €20.
Oh, thank you, Rico.
Thank you, Rico.
Which is like $9,000, I think. It's
absolutely.
So, no. Well, thank you, Rico. We appreciate that. And yes, all the Super Chat money that we get, we give all that money directly to the One Nation Foundation as well. But yes, if you'd like that Richard Miller piece, that Bo Jackson piece, it's an original. There's only one copy of it, and you're going to get it. So appreciate everybody getting in on that. And we'll just run that one more week, and then that thing will be done.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. All right, Swaggo, let's hit a break and talk about the Raiders.
What's up, everyone? This is Maurice Hurst with the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Raiders Fan Radio with Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff. Just win, baby. Thanks.
El Gordito in the chat says, let's go Steelers.
What?
What?
El Gordito.
You drunk, bro. Go home.
Hey, you know what? We welcome all comers, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because no one in Steelers country or whatever the heck you...
Steelers people, fan radio? I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think that's a thing. They don't have enough creative things going on over there. So you gotta glom on to the competitive team's content.
Well, yeah.
And that's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Congrats to you. Yeah, undefeated team over there. It's going to be a shame when you get smoked in the AFC Championship by the Raiders.
Well, yeah. So every episode of Raiders Fan Radio, we like to talk about the episode number and relate it to something significant in Raider history.
Yes.
So Swag Jeff has that responsibility every week. So this week is episode number 186.
Okay.
186, and we're going to take it to September 11th, 1983.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Okay, so this is the Super Bowl year.
Super Bowl season.
Okay.
This is the Super Bowl season. This is game two of the Super Bowl season.
Okay.
And the Raiders square off against Archie Manning and the Houston Oilers.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
I didn't even know Arch was an Oiler. I knew that, of course, he was a Saint, but I didn't know he would play for the Oilers in his latest career.
Yeah, well, he wasn't a Raider, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, but yes, he was a Houston Oiler, and the Silver and Black were victorious that day.
Of course.
Winning 20-6. With rushing touchdowns by Greg Pruitt and Kenny King.
Yeah, let's go.
And a Todd Christensen touchdown reception.
Nice.
The Raiders come out on top. And in that game, there was a lot of offense. A lot of offense. And on the ground, Marcus Allen rushed for 96 yards. Greg Pruitt rushed for 41 yards. Kenny King rushed for 27. Frank Hawkins rushed for 23.
Whoa.
And Chester Willis rushed for -1 yards.
Chester, well, deep cuts, Raider fan.
Yes,
like you gotta be knee deep in the fandom to know who that is.
Absolutely, but if you're like us, you don't like math, but you like numbers. That game, we had 186 rushing yards.
Yes!
Yeah,
give yourself some applause on that one, Swaggo.
186, there you go.
Nice job, dude.
There you go.
Nice job, Swag.
Yeah, we went a little deep on that one.
I like it, man. I like it. Yeah. I like it when you go abstract on it, because it's one of my favorite... One of my favorite things about Matt's, don't get us going off the rails already. Mm-mm. We're supposed to talk about the Raiders, remember?
Yeah, we better.
I love it when you do those deep cuts, because then I learn something. Like, I've been a Raiders fan for 47 years or whatever, as long as I'm alive to know they were a thing. And I still love it. I still learn every week from you on that kind of stuff. So appreciate that. Swag Jeff, good job in there, buddy. All right, let's see. All right, let's get to, I'm going to bring up my little window here, because I'm going to bring up some voicemails. I'm going to get those ready. In the meantime, Jeff, go ahead and hit a break here, and then let's jump into some talk about the Chiefs game.
Patrick Claybaum with NFL Network here. Hey, folks, I know three things you might like. Do you like football? Do you like the Las Vegas Raiders? Do you like listening to things? I'll add a fourth. Do you like swag?
Yeah, we do.
Well, here we got Swag Jeff, Murph, Uncle Mosh. This is Raiders Fan Radio.
All right, appreciate you, Pat Wilbon. All right, so let's talk about it, man. A lot of times I go back, so we weren't really planning on doing a show, so I didn't go back and watch the highlights all the way through or watch the whole game all the way through. So I can just only speak to some of the things that really come off the top of my head, and also the conversation that we had with Michelle and also Jeff earlier today when we were at Domenico's. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to pose kind of a question to you, and I'm curious to hear what the chat room says. And before you give me your answer, when you start, let me know about the chat. Shout them out too, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, so the Raiders lose, right?
Yes.
Breaking news. Raiders lose in, you know, pretty tough fashion. You know, Carr hits Witten in the front corner of the end zone, opposite corner of the end zone where he hit Michael Crabtree when we beat Kansas City at home in Oakland last on Thursday, that beautiful Thursday night football game.
Yes.
Going the other direction, but still throwing on the run, even though it's the same side as his throwing hand, an incredible plat. Not the prettiest pass. It was very Plunkett-esque, the way that it was wobbling through the air. But it got where it needed to go, and it got there on time, and it was a great play. And Derek Carr is to be commended for all the crap, we'll say, that he's been taking in the offseason, including from people in these two chairs.
Yes.
He's balling out. He's having an incredible season, and he's to be highly commended. And frankly, I think he's being under-discussed in terms of MVP talk.
Yes.
So it looks good for the Raiders, right? It looks like we're going to sweep these guys, and then all of a sudden here comes freaking Mahomes and our porous-ass defense that, you know, again, I'm not going back and looking and studying every play that was called and every positioning and all that. It just seems soft. And, like, you know, a lot of people want to say, well, it's a prevent. Like, and I think that term gets thrown around a lot. Like, I don't even know if sometimes if prevents are prevents, but whatever they did, they just marched down the field, man, and freaking scored. And it was ball game. And especially on that last play to Kelsey, where there was literally no one. We were as close to Travis Kelsey as our secondary was, yes, watching it on our couches. And, like, it was brutal, man. That was a brutal way to lose that game. So the takeaway, though, like immediately, as soon as the game's over, Mosh was over, me and Mosh and my two boys watched the game together, and immediately we were like, you know, obviously crushed, because it was like right there, right? It was like right, like they snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, right? It was right there for us. But some part of me, though, like, felt proud. Like, I felt good about Derek Carr. I felt good about Josh Jacobs. I felt good about Nelson Aguilar. I felt good about, like, a lot of the plays that were coming out of this game. Darren Waller, man, like,
yeah,
dude, like, I mean, he continually shows that he is in the conversations for best tight end in the league. Like, yes. And that's not just my Raider fan talking. That's legit conversation. So I felt a little bit of pride, okay? But then I heard in the press, and I'm going somewhere with this, then I heard in the press conferences the players exhibiting that same kind of notion, that there was still pride there for how they played. Well, I don't know if I like that. Like, yes, I mean, on some level appreciative of maybe your performance based on what you had control over, but you still lost. Leave the moral victories to us as fans. I don't want Derek Carr to have a moral victory. I don't want John Gruden or Max Crosby or Cleveland Farrell in the game, but any of the guys in the secondary, Jonathan Abram, like, I don't want those guys to feel moral. I want you to feel pissed off that you freaking lost the game in the last seconds. That's what I want you to feel. I don't want you to have any other positive takeaways from the game. Leave that stuff to us as fans, because, you know, like when we were talking to Michelle earlier today, she was like, I was pissed they lost that game. And so was I. And so probably were you. But my point being, though, is that, like, after pissed, you can kind of go, well, okay, let's try to find something positive in it. And while you're as the organization, I want them to find positives, because I want them to then build on it and do better for next time. But don't have a moral victory. Don't be satisfied with that you beat them at their crib and then you played them close at ours. Like, no, be pissed that you didn't sweep them. So all that said, where do you come out on that? And then please let me know what the chat's been saying and what's going on with them as well.
Yeah. Raiderborn Rico totally is in agreeance. The Kelsey's massage of Andy Reid's shoulders at the end of the game, that's enough to piss anybody off, you know, especially in our house. I don't want any of the team to have moral victory or moral, feeling good after a loss, because yes, you lost, but the leader that wore number 4, he didn't seem very happy at all, you know, and I like that, you know, and looking again at that photo and that image of him staring down the field, watching the Chiefs march down the field on us at the end, you know, it's, you know, he didn't have a moral victory. He wanted to win that damn game. And obviously everyone did too. But, you know, but yes, I totally agree with you on that. You know, leave the moral victories to us, because I felt the same way. It may be one of the first times ever that after a Raider win, I felt good. You know, I mean, I didn't feel like, you know,
a Raider loss, you felt good.
Yeah.
Other than a Raider win. Oh, I see what you said.
Than a Raider win. Yeah. Gotcha, I was pissed as hell after the Tampa Bay game. I didn't feel good at all.
Exactly.
And I didn't feel good at all for like a few days after that. But
or
like
Buffalo or New England, like those were terrible losses. Those hurt.
And those look really bad
now.
They look really bad now. But yeah, you know, I'm with you, man. I kind of felt, I mean, obviously you don't want to lose, and you especially don't want to lose to the damn Chiefs. But like, I felt okay. Like, I felt okay, because we took them down to the wire, we gave them all they wanted, and then some, and, you know, and yes, the defense, you know, gave up, that last drive was awful. I mean, it was just terrible. I mean, Mahomes was literally doing anything he wanted.
Yeah.
Jonathan Abram was so unbelievably out of position on that touchdown
pass. That one was on him, man.
It was on him, man. I'm sorry. You know, I love that guy. He's still, to this day, my favorite guy on the defense, man. He's so cool.
Me too. He might be my favorite current Raider.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. But, you know, but that was on him. You know, he fell for the bait. He fell for the bait and saw Mahomes trying to run, and he was on the total other side of the field. Like, bro, don't fall for that. You're not going to go late. I promise you, he's going to slide.
You know what I mean?
Like, don't fall for that. Let someone else
they
go
have
get
to
him.
Score a touchdown
they
here.
They have to score a touchdown here. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I'm totally with
okay.
you.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, if you want to take any positive out of it, which it really isn't a super positive, but I mean, look at our defense. I mean, we got the interception. We still are the only team to pick off Mahomes, you know, the whole season. We gave him all they wanted, and our entire defense didn't practice all week.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you one thing. These Kansas City Chiefs don't want to play us again.
And,
I promise.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, and I like the idea that, like, you know, look, if we do play them again and it's in the playoffs, it's going to be in their crib. Like, we're going there. So I like the idea that, like, you know, obviously we needed to beat Kansas City for numerous different reasons in Arrowhead, because that was the ultimate monkeys off, you know, Derek Carr's back, John Gruden's back. Like, there was so much there that was accomplished more so than just the win and loss of it. But now there's a mental side of it too, that should we go to Arrowhead, which again, unless something happens and the rails come off for them, we're going to, if we do play them again, it will be at their place. We know we can win there, and they know we can win there. And
yes.
that's, I think is a very important thing, a very important distinction for the, and I really look at this season a lot, Jeff, and there's a lot of upgrades going on to the mentals of the Raiders. I think that, you know, because look, in the NFL, like, everyone's talented. Like, there's no doubt. And granted, some teams are more athletic than others and all that kind of stuff. I get all that. But the majority of the differences between teams is culture. And like, and whether that's coaching, whether that, whatever, like you look at the reason that the freaking Patriots have been the Patriots for so long is because of the culture of that organization. You could even say that that's now becoming what the Chiefs are, is the culture of the organization. We had, when the Raiders were losing, we had a dysfunctional culture for a long time. And like, the reason that they fell off the map in 2017, there was dysfunction in the locker room. The culture of the organization was not healthy. Granted, the front office was, because of all the changes that Mark did, that we no longer had the unhealthy front office that we did when Al Davis towards his latter years. So we had a healthy front office, but the team, the locker room wasn't healthy. Well, that's what John Gruden brought. That's what Mike Mayock brought. That's what all these young studs that we're bringing in, all these guys have now changed the culture of the locker room. That now I think is reflected on the field, because now we're getting like these bigger things checked off, right? So I think the win in Kansas City, the idea that we can play with them in there, that's a big one for the mentality of the Raiders as an organization, and especially for the locker room. And I feel like regardless of where this season comes out, we felt like this would needed to be the season of, like, not necessarily like redemption, but like relevance. This was the return to relevance, that the Raiders were a legitimate organization, a real life football team with a real life facility, with real life players that could really compete week in, week out. Mm-hmm. And I think that this last week, that's what we saw. That was evident now. Yes. And now the rest of the world knows it too.
Yeah.
Like, we're not a secret anymore. Like, now you're going to notice when the Raiders are on your schedule.
Absolutely.
But we're not a laughing stock anymore. We're not an afterthought anymore. You're going to know when the damn Raiders are on their schedule. You know that we're going to be bringing it on defense. We may not make all the plays, but we're going to punch you in the mouth on defense. We're going to punch you in the mouth on the offensive line. We're going to threaten you deep. We're going to do all these things that I think that's what was so important about this season. And I feel like as of today, that's been accomplished. Now, what do we do with it? Because so far this year, we've proven we can beat the teams that we should beat, and we might beat the teams that are better than us.
Sure.
Right? We might beat the Chiefs. We might beat the Saints. We might beat these teams. Now let's go handle the Atlanta Falcons like we handled the Cleveland Browns, right? Like we handled the Carolina Panthers. Let's go handle the Falcons on the road this week. They're playing with kind of house money. You know, Raheem Morris is in there as an interim coach. He's just kind of trying to piece it together. They're all kind of trying to – you got guys that might be playing for their jobs, and Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. Like, you don't know what's going on with the Falcons. They're a total wild card, so they don't have anything. Like, those are teams that can be dangerous. I know that their schedule is down, but they got talent. There ain't no doubt that team can play with most teams in the league. So, can't rest on our laurels. Got to go into Atlanta and handle some damn business this week. But yeah, man, I felt strong. After the game against Kansas City, did feel good.
What we noticed too. I think we noticed, and Ron said it in the chat too.
Shout everybody out in there too.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. We got Raider Rich, Ron the Mater Raider, Alberto Quininas, Chevy Silver Raider. We've got some Chiefs fans in there. Mahomes 15 and Chiefs Kingdom are in there.
Oh, nice.
So welcome to Raiders Fan Radio. What are you doing here? But thanks for coming. But thanks for coming.
We take all
comers. We take them all.
We're inclusive, Jeff.
We take them all,
Jeff.
because there's no Chiefs fan radio.
Because there's no Chiefs fan. And who would want to listen to that anyways?
No.
It's not going to be good.
And Storm is in there.
Not unless they're talking about condiments. I'll bet you guys own the mustard and ketchup stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the corn dog business must be great in Kansas City.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's great. Raiders in some. Full Metal Mexican. What's up, buddy? Michelle Sweat, Pirate 1975. Jason Marshall, John Q. We got the whole gang in here. Raider Born Rico, Super Deuce, Raider Tommy. The whole crew's in there.
Man, awesome.
Adam Hill's in there.
Your best friend Michelle.
Yeah, after Michelle. Yeah, absolutely. You know, but
so talk about what's the vibe in the chat room? What is it? Are they tracking with us? Are we like, what are you reading in there? Are people feel good about this game? Like,
yeah, you can't feel too bad. I mean, obviously an L's an L, you know, but yeah. I mean, morale seems high.
Okay.
Morale seems high. What I did notice is that, you know, Aaron the Q Dog might disagree with us, but
okay.
We don't have to always agree with each other all the time. Yeah, we saw what it was like to not have F to the E to the R to the R to the E to the L to the L on the field. You know, this guy, yes, we did not draft him number 4 overall in last year's draft to just be a run stopper. but he's a freaking run stopper, man. And, you know, I mean, to watch Le'Veon Bell and Edwards, whatever the hell he is.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
It doesn't matter. We saw, you know, those guys scramble in for what, three touchdowns?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the guy that, you know, I mean,
he takes up a lot of blocks.
He's
very active on the line, man. I'm with you on that. You know, like, and I understand what Aaron, the Q-Dog Raider, our capo around here. He's a huge Kentucky football fan, and he was big on Josh Allen before the draft a couple years ago. And he, and I think a lot of us were let down that the Raiders didn't draft Josh Allen. And Josh Allen has proven to be a super impactful, legitimate NFL pass rusher.
Yeah, he's good.
And Cleveland Farrell does not fit that same productivity in terms of sacks that Josh Allen did. So I think that his criticism in that vein is fair, but I think what you're saying, Jeff, is kind of where I'm landing, is that, mm-hmm. yeah, that's not why we drafted him, but look at what he's doing, and he's doing it exceptionally well, and it was evident that he was not on the field last week.
Like, yes.
It was a big dang difference, and so I think that there's a lot of merit to that. Like, you know, look, we drafted Robert Gallery once upon a time to be a left tackle, right? But he sucked at it. He wasn't a great left tackle, but he ended up being one of the most elite guards, at least at the time that he was playing, ended up being elite guard in the NFL. So he ends up doing something you didn't expect him to do, but he's highly productive at that position. Well, if that's what Farrell is going to do, if his role is going to be protect against the run, or not protect against the run, but play against the run well, suck up blocks and create single teams for guys mm-hmm. like Max Crosby,
yes.
then so be it. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm with that, man. I'm with that. What'd you think of some of these signings, man? We put in a claim on Tack McKinley. I think that's interesting. Speaking of the Falcons.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. That and also speaking of the Falcons, Vic Beasley.
All right. So hold on a second now. All right. Now we live, Jeff and I, I'm originally from the Bay Area. Jeff's lived all over the country. But we now live outside of Middle Tennessee. So and
in Middle Tennessee.
Well, oh, yeah, we do.
We're not outside of Middle Tennessee. We're in it.
We're outside of Nashville.
Outside of Middle Tennessee.
And so we got a lot of Titans coverage around here, all the local news and sports talk shows and all that kind of stuff. The Titans cut loose Vic Beasley a couple of weeks ago, and now he's a Raider. I've not watched Vic Beasley cut-ups, and I don't watch all the Titan games. I'll have them on in the rotation typically when the Raiders aren't on. But from what I know of Vic Beasley, no offense, Vic Beasley fan, but he's not that great. Like, there's a reason he got cut from the Titans. This wasn't like why the Titans had to move. They kind of had to move on from Mariota. Mariota still had a lot of talent still in potential in his career. Vic Beasley, from the way I understand, at least from the opinion of the people that cover the team around here, that he was kind of washed. Like, this dude was like, didn't really have much to offer. And so that's why the Titans cut him loose.
Well, I don't think he wanted to be a Titan. You know, because they signed him, and they signed him to a lucrative deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a very, very lucrative deal. And he didn't show up to training camp. I mean, he held out. I mean, he just wasn't there. I mean, he was MIA.
Because COVID or what?
Hell if I know.
Okay.
He just wasn't there. And so he shows up, you know, right before the regular season, and he doesn't get no sacks, anything like that, which for the Titans, same as Jadeveon Clowney. That dude's been a disappointment for the Titans as well.
And you for know, everybody else he's played.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, like, I mean, glad the Raiders didn't sign that guy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how good you are if you can't stay healthy.
Exactly. But, you know, but I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm not saying Vic Beasley is washed up. You know, he needed a change of scenery maybe. I don't know. I mean, but it seemed like from the get-go he did not want to be in Nashville. And, you know, and so I don't know. So, I mean, we signed him to the practice squad.
Yeah.
So, you know, and
which was interesting.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guy's, I mean, a Pro Bowl, you know, defensive lineman, you know, or linebacker or whatever he plays.
Yeah, but an outside edge rusher.
He's an outside edge rusher. So why not? You know,
because we need help there.
It couldn't hurt. And that's the same reason why we signed, you know, we're taking a chance on Tack. Why not?
Why not?
You know, because when he's good, he's good.
Absolutely. Well, so, if he could pass a physical. So he failed his physical for Cincinnati, failed his physical for the Niners.
Yes.
I don't know what the Raiders think. Maybe he just needed some more time.
Maybe he wanted to be a Raider.
Well, he might be a Raider
fan. Maybe he got all fat.
Where's he from?
Maybe he is he the new fat? Is he the fat of the week? If he doesn't pass the physical, he might be.
Hey, well, was it because he can't run, or is it because he's like hurt?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
Maybe he just wasn't wearing silver and black.
Remember when Albert Haynesworth couldn't pass his physical? Do you remember that when Mike Shanahan made him do, like, he had to run like a 100-yard sprint and Haynesworth couldn't do it after signing like a billion-dollar contract? You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Tennessee guys. All right. All right, Swaggo. Let's hit a break here.
Stacey Ruff says, Swag, you didn't want to stay. You didn't want to be a Titan either. So can you really blame Vic Beasley? Hell no, man.
Right on, man. I'm with you. That's awesome, man. Good call, Stacey Ruff.
Hey, Raider Nation, this is Max Crosby from the Oakland Raiders.
And goes down, and Max Crosby, who forced a fumble last week.
You're listening to Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff on Raiders Fan Radio. Thank you so much. Just win, baby.
Raider from Rosa says the tack is from Oakland.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know.
I love it.
He wanted to be there.
Love Why it, man. Not? That's awesome.
Why
man.
Not? And Tider Raider says that he'll never be fat of the week because Candy Reid will always be the fat of the week.
Yeah, he will.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and Jason Marshall says it was a groin there is what was holding back. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. So, as long as we get, as long as those guys get healthy, man, then we should be in good shape. All right. So, tomorrow, after Thanksgiving, like, about 8 seconds after Mosh takes his last bite of pumpkin pie.
It'll still be in his mouth.
It might still be in his mouth. We're headed to Tunica. We're headed to the casinos.
Oh my God.
Me and Mosh, we're headed out to the casinos. And so, we're going to do an RFR's tripping tomorrow. So probably around this same kind of time frame. It'll probably be late afternoon. So definitely check us out tomorrow. We're going to read a lot of your emails that came in this week. We're going to get Mosh's thoughts about a few things. And of course, we're just going to be silly in the car because that's what we do on our RFR's tripping. So definitely check that out tomorrow. Thank you to all of you that have been supporting the show each and every week. We had a great lunch today with Michelle, and everything that she does and that everybody in the chat room does to support us. Help us out with the One Nation Foundation. No, not quite yet. Cause we'll get to one thing. Help us out the One Nation Foundation by, giving us a donation entry for the Trayvon Mullen autographed Trayvon Mullen jersey. And then also the Richard Miller, Bo Jackson, original print. So appreciate all you've done to help us out with that. But anyways, but we always want to play at least a couple voicemails, man. And again, I haven't edited these voicemails up, but let's jump in, Jeff. Let's get a little bit of Sea of Fans, before we get out of here for the night.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month. 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Do I have Sea of Fans? Do you have Sea of Fans? Play Sea of Fans.
There he is, fading, looking, looking, looking. He's under the gun. He's tied, he's thrown. It is. Oh, he caught it, he caught it.
So you can contact our show a multitude of different ways. First and foremost, it's awesome to have everybody in the chat. I just saw Jeff Murphy jumped in there from Domenico's. Appreciate you. And I saw we had a new listener and subscriber. For Life, our Raider story, says, just subscribed. Please hit us with a sub back. You got it, man. Absolutely. We will subscribe back and appreciate you supporting us here at Raiders Fan Radio. All right. So you can contact the show either via the chat, live, Or you could send us an email at show@RaidersFanRadio.com, which is what Mosh and I are going to read tomorrow. Or you can call the show, 909-345-3346. That's 909-345-3346. Leave us a message, and we'll play it here on the air. And if we play it three times, we refer to you as a made man or a made woman. So before we get out of here for the night, let's play one or two of these. Again, I haven't read them, listened to them yet. So hopefully there's no language in here. But I think, and that's the other thing, I don't know who these are from because all I can see is the number. This is from an 832 area code. I think this might be Houston Raiders Steve.
Murph, Mosh, Swag Jeff, made man, made women, Raider Nation family. This is Houston Raider Steve. I just want to say I'm so tired of Andy Reid being so pissed off, getting his panties in the bunch about the Raiders bus doing a victory lap around the Arrowhead Stadium, you know, the prehistoric fossil stadium. Anyway, hey, I don't notice, he wasn't pissed and everything when Patrick Mahomes goes out there, also known as Kermit, it's not easy being green, goes out there and makes a fool out of himself during the pregame warm-ups trying to beat Hulk Hogan in a WrestleMania event. It's also the Raiders' not their fault that the Kansas City Chiefs defense was like a junior varsity reject wannabe team. We suck again! By the way, Andy Reid, this song is dedicated to you. I am the egghead. I am the egghead. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, ka-choo, cuckoo, cuckoo, ka-choo. I am the walrus. Beatles. By the way, you know what? Who likes to play in a stadium up there where you freeze your ass off in the wintertime? It's so freaking cold you wish you had a, fudgesicle or a dreamsicle just to keep cold. You're out there freezing your ass off thinking Santa Claus is about to go by with the reindeer. By the way, you know what? I'm so tired of them. Travis Kelce out there doing first down, first down. Man, I tell you what, all I can say is the Chiefs, you're going to suck again. I am the walrus. I am the walrus. By the way, Kermit, yeah, you, Mahomes, even Miss Piggy thinks she's tired of your shit. You can't even bring her to pork anymore. You know what I mean, brother? Out there, give me a break, ref.
Give me a break.
Please, spare me. Goodbye.
Way to go, Houston Raiders Steve, man. The one caller that I would be like, oh, this guy won't say any curse words on the air.
And I know,
there,
right?
There he goes.
There he is.
There goes Houston Raiders Steve. I'm with you. So, Jeff, did you see where Kelce was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast with our?
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either, but I saw a couple clips. So our boy Will Compton was, and he and LaJuan do the podcast, Bussin' with the Boys, and they had Kelce on this week. And they asked Kelce about if that bothered them when them being the Chiefs, when the Raiders took that victory lap around the stadium.
Right.
And he said, F and A, it did. Like, he got really, like, he's like, I want to murder them. That was his exact words, where I want to murder them. Like, I get why they did it, and I don't hate the Raiders for doing it, but it fired the freaking Chiefs up. It gave them bulletin board material, and maybe for a team that's kind of had your number for the past, 20 years, that may not have been a good idea. But anyways, appreciate Houston Raiders Steve there. Thank you, everyone
in the chat is talking about, because it is Thanksgiving. So maybe Kelce was getting Andy Reid ready for his turkey basting. He said
with the massage on the sidelines?
Yeah. Who was it that said, Pirate 1975 said, did Kelce bring his turkey baster?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, let's, we got, this is a first-time caller, so I'm going to play.
Hey, and before you play the next call, Stacy Ruff, a $10 donation, and Raider Rich, a $5 donation to the One
Guys.
Nation Foundation.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
that. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Thank you for supporting the One Nation Foundation. All right, let's get one or two more in here, and then we're going to head out for the night. Let's do this new caller. I don't know who it is. We'll see.
Hey, what's going on? Murph, Raider Nation, everybody. This is Raider Flash, calling in first time, but I've been a long-time supporter of your channel. This ain't going to be a nice one, though.
Uh-oh.
It's about Kansas City, man.
Get the bleep button ready.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's about the defense. Straight up, Gunther, trash. Got to go. They were sticking little guys on Kelce. If you ever played high school football, or even college, linebackers stick those big tight ends. That wasn't going on at all. I didn't see it at all, except maybe one play. I don't want no Carr hating. Carr did a great job.
Absolutely.
He did what he needed to do. At the end, he threw that little pick, but he had to go all or nothing.
Sure.
He didn't have nothing else to do, so I don't want to hear no Carr hating. It ain't Carr's fault. I don't want to hear it at all. Best quarterback in the league as far as I'm concerned.
Preach.
Anyways, that's really all I got to say, man. 44 should have been on him. As far, you know, 44 should have been on Kelce.
Or 42. Kelce
or whatever his
Where's that guy?
Dumbass name is. But to me, Kansas City still ain't nothing. We damn near beat them. They still the queefs to me. They always will be. And it's Raider Nation for life. And I'm out. Peace. Go Raiders. Let's get in the playoffs. Have a good one.
All right, Raider Flash, man. Appreciate you calling into the show. First time we've heard from him, but we see him in the chat every week.
Yes.
Good stuff there. All right, Swag, let's do one more. And
do
then
it.
And then this is one that we got a call in here while we were on the air.
Oh,
so this
okay.
is, I'm skipping over a few here, but we're just going to take one, last one before we get out, and then give us a Sizzler award.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, this is Chiefs Kingdom.
Oh, I love it. It's one of the people in the chat.
Good.
Cool.
We're here. We own you. We got 15. We're not worried about you. For the next 15 to 20 years, we will still own the Raiders. Derek Carr, you having a good year after... What'd you have, like, two every 10 years? Come on, man. We're going to own you, Raiders, for the rest of the decade. You remember this, Raider Nation. The kingdom. The kingdom runs the West. We will have Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Chiefs kingdom. Long live.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so that probably wasn't the best idea to play that.
Yeah, you got to play another one.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's finish up.
Hey, you know what, Chiefs Kingdom? You don't get the Sizzler.
Hey, and we appreciate your calling. And truth be told, if this were a normal show, that one probably wouldn't have made the cut. But I'm doing all this stuff on the fly.
I love that it made the cut, though.
You do?
Yeah.
You know what? He's not. The thing is.
Because it's fueling the fire.
That's it. Is that it should
fueling
piss
the fire.
You off, Raider fan.
Yep.
And appreciate you calling the show. Appreciate you having. Hey, look, you got the cojones
hey,
to
you
call
know
Raider
what?
Show.
And call two more times. Get yourself. Be a made man.
Be a made
dude.
Man, yeah.
Why don't you join this Raider family?
We'll send you a black t-shirt and celebrate that. All right, here we go. Let's get to Cousin Sonny. Every once in a while, Cousin Sonny will let loose with some language, so hopefully not. But it's a short call. One more time, then we'll get out.
Murph, this is Sonny. 7:30 Monday morning, not even 24 hours after the Chiefs game. Murph, normally I'm not a big fan of silver linings. Unless my wife's wearing a smoking hot outfit and it has a silver lining to it, then I'm all about it. Stay away, Raider Rico. Anyway, Murph. This call is about perspective. I'm about to say the scariest words anyone in Raider Nation can ever utter. I believe. I believe in the system. The system of this team is working. Offensively, we're moving the ball. Defensively, yes! Getting there. I believe in the coaching. John Gruden had our offense going toe-to-toe with the greatest offense the NFL has seen in the past couple of seasons. Our offense was there, and it was kind of one of those games where you knew it was going to come down to who had the ball last. I believe in the players, Murph. Most importantly, I believe in our quarterback, BRT, one Derek Carr the first. He's playing with fire in his eyes, Murph. He's giving his guys opportunities. He's diving for the ball. He's extending plays. This isn't the team we once hoped would be competitive for at least the first half, and it's not an embarrassing game. We can now expect to win on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and whatever other day of the week they have us play on. Here's what I'll say about last night's game. I hope there's a round three this year. Peace!
Nicely done, Cousin
Sonny. Nice job.
All right, Swaggo, what do you got tonight for the Sizzler Award?
Yeah, so we we ended with Sonny. We ended with Sonny, who's talking about silver linings, and I dig it. I like it.
I
like where DC4's head's at. You know, I mean, we talked a lot in the offseason about Marcus Mariota, and you know, he shut everybody up.
Absolutely.
DC4 sure did. Came to play.
Are you his biggest fan now?
I might be one of his biggest
fans.
You might be his biggest fan. Yeah, absolutely.
You traded that 8 in for the 4, didn't you?
Yeah, divided it by 2.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Because you love him twice as much.
I love him twice as much. Yeah, man, for sure. We had Chiefs Kingdom call in, which we love when Chiefs fans call our show.
Come on.
We love it.
We love everybody. We're all inclusive around here.
Yeah, and the Raider Flash with his first call.
Yeah.
We love that.
2 more times, Flash.
I know. Keep calling, man. Keep calling. But this week, the Sizzler Award the BRT Sizzler Award. Goodbye. We're going to Houston Raiders, Steve.
Nice. I am the Sizzler.
Sizzler.
All right. Appreciate you, Houston Raiders, Steve.
We are Metallica, and we are here for your Oakland Raiders.
You know why we are here, and we ain't playing around today.
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
Aguilar, don't drop any more passes.
All right, Raider Nation, that's all we got for you tonight. Appreciate all of you on the Facebook that have watched us tonight, and we'll figure out how to get that streaming to our page. But in the meantime, look for the Murph Murphy profile on Facebook. Thank you for all of you that joined us there. And, of course, everyone in the chat, which I'll leave for Swaggo to shout out. But we appreciate you. Thank you for supporting One Nation Foundation. I appreciate all the amazing support you give Raiders Fan Radio. I'll see you tomorrow when I'm in the car with Uncle Mosh on our way to the casino for Thanksgiving. And, hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, like, look, a lot of us had to pull back. We got to pull back. Just accept it. We're almost out of the woods on all this craziness that's going on in the world. Have faith, man. Love each other. Be kind to each other on social media, on real life, anytime, man. Let's all be nice to each other. Be thankful for the things that we do have. Let's really lean into that stuff around this time of year. Have a happy Thanksgiving, whatever your Thanksgiving looks like. And we love you. Thank you for supporting Raiders Fan Radio. Swaggo, take us home.
And thanks for everyone in the chat on the YouTube. Jason Marshall, Full Metal Mexican, Pirate 1975, Michelle Sweat, Tider Raider, Full Metal Mexican, Raider Born Rico, Franklin 83, Alberto, who else we got in there? Stacy Ruff, thanks for everyone that donated on the Super Chat to support the One Nation Foundation. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Raiders Fan Radio. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, from our family to yours, we're all a part of this RFR family. We're all part of Raider Nation.
What Michelle said today, nicest thing she said today at lunch. It's like she said this show and this community of folks feels like a family.
Yeah, absolutely. We are. We're a family,
awesome.
Man.
So
thank you so much for everyone that tunes in. We love each and every one of you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning in to an episode of Raiders Fan Radio where we take a lighter side journey into the dark side. And remember, everybody, what happens in Vegas started in Oakland. Good night.
Good night, YouTube!
Or as Houston Raider Steve says, goodbye.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.